So suffering is empty of its nature. In generally, in everyday life, we experience sufferings when we don't examine what is really suffering. So we experience it, something what we call suffering, such as the depression or dissatisfaction and so on, physically or mentally. However, if we examine minutely or very subtle way, so then suffering itself is, it's empty of its own nature. It has no any, entity. It is not an entity. In order to examine it, we should look very carefully and deeply into it, and to by analyzing that this for the suffering such as like mental suffering, for example, where when we experience it, so then where it comes from actually, how it arises here, and then where it rests or where it exists, and when it vanishes, where does it go? So thus we should examine the three phases of the suffering. And thus, when one analyzes very subtle way or minutely, so we will not find the origin of the suffering that it comes from or arises from, and nor we will find that suffering rests or exists somewhere else or in our being, and when it goes away or when it finishes or vanished, we won't find it where it has gone. For that reason, the suffering is empty of its own nature, because it is empty of arisal. That means neither it arises somewhere else, from somewhere else, nor does it. It is empty of its existence. That means it doesn't stay, nor it stays anywhere else, or rests anywhere else. And it is empty of its going away. That means it doesn't go anywhere else when it vanishes. Moreover, if we examine what kind of shape the suffering, the things that we cling to as suffering has the shape, whether it is formed or it exists as a color or it exists as some shape, thus when we examine, we will come to the conclusion that the suffering is shapeless and colorless too. So thus, suffering is empty of its own characteristic. So therefore, it is not true existence. So if one understands that suffering is empty of its own nature or characteristic, so then one will not be, would not be affected by suffering or the unpleasant feeling. Then if one wonders that if suffering is empty of its own nature or it is not truly existence, so then where it comes from, why it arises, how it arises here, because we experience it in our everyday life. And we would say that the way we experience it, or the way it arises, is like exactly the same way the suffering that in the dream arises.
Tēnā ngā sō sēnā dōngā jī sō nā lāngsāng dōngā tē tēnē tōngpā nī tā lāngsāng mā tō nā dōngā tē mānāng jī dōngā dōngā tēnpā mē bē jī.
So, whenever we experience any kind of suffering, even if we do not realize that suffering is empty, emptiness or empty of its nature, but at least we should try to understand suffering like the suffering in the dream. If you understand and realize that the suffering is like the dream, like the suffering in the dream, so then you won't be affected by the suffering. So in our everyday life, remember to say that whether it is the young one or it is the elder one, for example, the elder one always get tired of their work during their daytime. The whole day they work and they get tired. And the younger one also get tired because they have to study whole time, all day in the school. However, this tiresome or being tired or the fatigue is actually is also empty of them its nature.
This is the tanki kena penale mogemba so lega jana tanki na yan tanki ba di ya den ba ma to bari malam ta bari sam tanki na yan kale ka ba me.
So if the elder one understand that whenever they are tired by work, if they try to develop the understanding that the tiring, tiredness, the fatigue is like a dream and is empty of its own nature, although it seems to be truly existent, but it is not. It is like the tiring or tiredness or fatigue in the dream. Then one can rest in that state.
Take in the tenant, Pokitan Jones or Lodjong and Donald, Lodjong, Tankinaya, Tanki Pokas, Tanki Pate Malam Tawi, Imahakona, and the Tanki Pokaleka.
Then, likewise, the younger one also who are tired of, studying the whole day, also should understand that their tiring is like a dream or empty of their self-nature. So if they do so, then they will have a very good rest. So likewise, then, when other emotions arise, such as the anger or aversion against someone else, in this case also, if we understand that the anger is empty of its own nature, so then, if we understand like that, then anger will subside by itself, or be pacified by itself.
Jinda kava nija yonva mare, bhado kava ne do sana kanda yon ne ba yon mare, thar kanda yon rova me, po kondo yon noma de tipa, sune do tonda tra.
Like the suffering, as Rinpoche said, which is free, which neither arises nor rests somewhere else, nor vanishes somewhere else, goes somewhere else. In the same way, anger is also has no origination that it arises from, and it doesn't rest anywhere else. And it doesn't get vanished. It doesn't go anywhere else when it gets vanished. So that means the anger is also empty of its own nature. So therefore, whenever we are attacked by anger or anger arises within ourselves, at that time then we should examine again for where it comes from actually, where it arises from. And when you feel that it is there, the where it rests, then you should analyze it. You should. So when we examine like that, we will come to understand that the anger doesn't come from somewhere else. Neither it comes from somewhere from outside. And nor it was there, nor it has been in our mind from the beginning. It hasn't been there. If the anger has always been there in our mind, so then one should has always been angry, but it's not true that one is not always angry. So since anger doesn't arise, it has no origination, so it doesn't rest anywhere else. Since it doesn't rest anywhere else, so it doesn't go anywhere else. So if we examine like that, looking inwardly, so then it says one will come to know and understand and even realize that all kinds of sufferings, such as the suffering caused by fatigue or by tiredness, and all the emotions such as anger and desire and so on, are also empty of their nature. They do not arise from, they don't have any origination, they don't rest anywhere else, and they don't go anywhere else. So if we apply our wisdom, Rinpoche says that if we look inwardly, we will know that our mind is originally endowed with an understanding, a light, an understanding. So therefore, if we apply this understanding or this wisdom, yes, which is potentially a wisdom, we will come to know that the old emotions are empty of their nature. And how we know that the everyone is endowed with potential wisdom is wisdom or potential knowledge is. The Buddha said that even if a newly born child, as soon as born, and naturally he knows, you see, yeah, how to suck the mother's milk. Yes. So that means that if we study, if we learn, yes, something, then we can develop our wisdom gradually, and our wisdom and our power of understanding develops more and more as we study more, as we learn more, as we train ourselves in the knowledge, in what to be trained more and more. And not only we can develop our wisdom, and also we can develop our deep understanding, such as the understanding of the empty of all the negative emotions. So that's if you know, if you understand the nature of our suffering and our emotions. So we would say that whenever and as soon as any suffering arises, so we can get rid of them. And how we can pacify these sufferings, which seems to be a true existence, although they are not. Remember to say that this we can understand through the dream example more easily. For example, when we dream, in the dream, we experience a lot of suffering as being by drawn in the water or being chased or devoured by tiger and so on. So as long as we don't recognize that we are dreaming, as long as we don't recognize that it is dream, so we continue to suffer, continue to experience unpleasant things. So the moment, as soon as we come to know that, oh yes, I am dreaming, it is dream, it's not true existence, at that very moment we get rid of this, all these difficulties. And likewise, if we understand that the emotion and the sufferings are empty of their nature, so then all the suffering and the emotions will be pacified by them, by themselves. So that's the brief explanations on how the sufferings and all kinds of sufferings such as fatigue and so on, and all the negative emotions such as the anger and so on, are empty of their nature, based on Rangdong philosophical view. Rangdong Madhyamika view, yes, which means empty of its nature. So then we say, now if you have a question, you can ask me.
I know at the moment of a young man who is suffering terribly from a mental illness, which he's involved in the Dharma too, but its manifestation is extreme anxiety and suffering. And I wonder whether, it would work for him to be able to, it's not like an ordinary person feeling suffering. It's more intense and it seems that he has no control over it. I wonder if she thinks it can be dealt with in the same way. Yes, for this he himself should make an effort. First he should understand this view, yes. And then he should make effort by himself to, that means looking into the nature of the suffering.
and why he experienced suffering and so on. And if he examined by himself again and again, he will say that each time it will be better and better. But he must do it by himself.
Penna dunga denpa mahto pa ten 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 to sambe kirab jita kita nungi ki nina te chusam ji kirab re te tam ji dunga kito ko maare te ne dunga denpa mahto pa tha cho te te nungi ya te gong.
So first one has to analyze, yes, how the suffering is empty of its own nature. Yes. One has to analyze, one has to examine it, really, looking inwardly, again and again. And then, the point when one gained a conviction in this understanding, yes. So then one should meditate upon it, one should experience it. Otherwise, only knowledge or understanding doesn't help unless we put them in experience. So to put it into experience, what we have achieved by analyzing, and then suffering can be pacified gradually and slowly, finally completely.
Pena matela malang dunga chimbo chona te malang ngoshi na ngoshi ba te le mayen ba zo matam na yen khong ya ngoshi ba te ngomiki ba cha do ya do mayen te na yen re dunga dunga tembar matu bikin na yo ti je ya po ma gom na dunga me ko.
For example, a person when he first he should know to recognize the dream when he experienced suffering in the dream. He should know, yes, that it is a dream. It's not enough to understand, to know that it is a dream. He should make an effort to be in that state of dream not being true in the existence. Yeah. Otherwise, he can be overpowered by the dream as before, and then he continues his suffering. Yes.
रहते ना ये रहते नहीं तें बार मारो तो दाली केरा के ताके तांग्यां वों यांगी यांग रहते हैं ना वो से ना तें कांडा चीनी वो मचुन वो.
So therefore we should analyze as soon as and suffering is a suffering arises, and we should examine immediately until we achieve or gain the conviction that the suffering is not true existence, and then we rest in that state. That is called what's called meditation on the empty of suffering, emptiness of the suffering. So then again when it arises, again do the same process and apply again and again. So thus, and finally gradually we get used to and we become completely acquainted with that meditation, yes. And then gradually one will be less and less affected by the experience, by the suffering.
Take it as soon as you give a castle young, and you give a damper madopa. Give a rank and old madopa then, don't tamper give a damper madopa, the kunz of the Mulan Tabo, then get up to Takeda, the knee on the other woman, give a castle young man.
The same way, if you do meditation, that how the phenomena, all the suffering, without any exceptionness, without any exception, yes, including the suffering of the death, how they are empty of their nature in ultimate, but in relative, just how they are merely and merely or only an appearance, yes, because of some cause and condition. So if we understand like that, if we develop this understanding, and then we do meditation on it again and again in our everyday life. So I'm going to say that even at the time of the death, we will not be, we will not experience the suffering of the death.
When I saw Malam to give a Malam Tana, Tana, Dunga Yungare, Yina Ya, Malam Moshina, give a Malam Tana, Dunga Yungare, Yika Yungare, Tena Yungare.
For example, when we die in the in the dream, yes, the dream of oneself dying, yes. So as long as one doesn't recognize that one is dreaming, one will experience the fear as much as the real, the death takes place, in one's lifetime. Yes. Then, as soon as we understand that it is a dream, so then we are no more afraid of it. There is no more any fear about it.
Teta tene dona ngovi tongpa te yapo gonto ne kebe dona ki mebal go to gore dona ki nda ta muta ke nui tan ki
So thus if we examine with our wisdom again and again how and to understand that how all the suffering without exception are empty of their nature, how they are not truly existent. So then one will be free from all kind of suffering. One will be free from even the suffering of the death and let alone other suffering.
Penang melanje donga te melang ngochina meba donga chewa jendo tening ati nimi donga te donga melanje matawi bachina dembal mato pa melanje matawi bachina tening donga chewa donga chewa.
So the way and our suffering becomes first very first it becomes neutralized and after it becomes completely pacified when we recognize that we are dreaming, when we know that we are dreaming. In the same way, if we understand and realize that and all the suffering, that different kind of suffering that we experience in our daytime life, it's also like the dream. So Rinpoche said that the suffering will become less and less powerful, weaker and weaker, yes. And finally it will get vanished completely. So thus if we analyze again and again, we say that it's not enough to do once or twice. We should do it continuously. So thus, if we do in our everyday life, so then slowly and gradually we will come to the conclusion that how really a Dharma is the best remedy or antidote against the suffering, all kind of suffering without any exception.
Ini cute dona ta ni mon ta kanga ti ni bo yi ba ti ya po yi ti ko na ti ni chu ma de se ka de na ti ni chu do
and once we gain this conviction that the Dharma is the remedy against suffering, against all the negative actions and against all the negative emotions and all the difficulties, so that time then even someone stop you from practicing Dharma, nobody will be nobody can stop you, yes. And you cannot stop yourself also from doing that, because you will do it, you will practice the Dharma spontaneously with a great enthusiastic view.
The
other question? Purpose means what? Purpose of?
There are reasons for it.
tene dunga nyongo be jumde nyongo be kare ya
re nyongo ba de kacha ko keva keva thoma me ba keva ngama ne tene le sa yere pacha ko ne re pacha ko ne 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 don lu ke pacha ko ne
yeah. The reason why we experience suffering, the Buddha said that, because of the habitual tendencies or habitual pattern that we have been, or one has been developing it from the beginningless of time of samsara until now, and the tendencies or habitual patterns of something as being self, someone as being oneself, someone as being the other, and something that being as the environment, you know, the whole universe. Mainly these, yeah, all the tendencies are included in these three, although there are many different kind of. Not only that, even the not only the pain, even the pleasure that we experience in our everyday life is also the fruit of our previous deed, previous wholesome deed, which is also a pattern, habitual pattern, that we have done through, which we have created through action, through a positive action, what we call it, a wholesome action, yes. So therefore, if our previous life, if we have, if we created a wholesome action, in this life we experience the pleasure, and on the opposite, if we did something bad, in our previous life, we experience the unpleasant things in this life or next life.
Kitan tanda mui li tin tanga su mui li tin top kipo yo pati kya wang ma le zang bo sa yi ta.
As a collectively or generally, we all are being a human being. We are enjoying our, being human being, yes. We are enjoying our humanity, or not humanity, being human, yes, we are enjoying it. So this we have achieved, or we have obtained it by a wholesome, activities or actions in our previous life.
Then you can tell I am given to buy in a given samaya, then you give a kid.
So in this life also, if we continue, or if we do more and more wholesome action, yes. So then in all the life coming after also we will be happy.
Then Tambe Chuji, Keva Yaboto, Tambe Chuji Nyami Tashambasana, then Sanjay Chapayantu.
So on top of that, if we practice the Dharma, and not only we practice Dharma, if we achieve the perfection of this practice of Dharma, so then not only we can we can liberate ourselves from the cyclic existence, we can also achieve what's called Buddhahood or enlightenment.
Okay. Tene geva ta depa yang sava te sem zambo tene emba la ra le bara. Sem kin la pemba so sem zambo se ne pa sem ne emba to pa na. Tene ra ngi ndi geva.
So what we call the wholesome deed or unwholesome deed, or wholesome action or unwholesome action, is also actually depends on our motivation, yes, and attitude and motivation, our thought, yes. And if our motivation is pure and very wholesome, so then all the activities that we do out of that also will be wholesome. And the same way, the negative as well.
Right. Then, sambat niji apo kom, kirab apo yona,
For example, if we develop love and compassion for all the beings, for others in general, yeah, and if we practice upon it, if we experience it, so then everything that we do in our everyday life will become a practice of devotee sattva, or become a dharma practice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then any
other questions? Is that the answer? Yes, you got it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the compassion or love, is the kind of emotion the same to the other emotion like anger or envy or
Jambana Inji Dunzo any? You know what it is, and the child is a little bit of a thing. So, what it is, dear. No, so what it is.
Samba the ninja la, been a ninja tabula, and I am same deal, maybe Samba, Julia, maybe Samba, Ninja, Ninja,
Samba Ninja, Karina,
Samba Ninja,
don't want to be so what Tigger, so I in the same Tigger. So what
that? Samba Ningi Laren Batson, yes.
No, so.
Nimi to Samba Ningi, the Toval and the Egre.
No, so.
The name so, Sintin Lamento Samba Ningi, the Toval of
Yeah.
Toval is in the
Yeah. There are three types of.
Samba Sintin Lamento Samba Ningi, Chulamento Samba Ningi, Nimi to Samba Ningi, so you're what? Tango de Toval. Nipa de Toval Charge. So what the trouble and ever is in
that? There are three types of, there are three types of loving kindness and compassion. Huh? The loving kindness, compassion, which we direct to the beings directly, you know. And then the loving kindness and the compassion, which studies or which involve in the nature of the beings, and the loving kindness and compassion without contempt. There are three types. The first two, you could say they are emotional, yeah, but positive. They are emotion, but wholesome emotion. It's clear? That means at some level, it has got loving kindness also, kindness, love and compassion. In general, they have three degrees, you could say, three levels. The first two levels, you could say, they are emotional. The third one, not. Third one, it goes beyond concept. Beyond concept, yes.
What do you mean beyond?
Namto, Mingme said, because Haril called it.
Mingme said, the embari came, mekwa.
In this case, because you don't cling to the suffering of the being as really true existence, but you understand it as like the suffering is a dream. However, you have a compassion, knowing the fact that the beings do not know this reality, you know. That's why it is beyond, somehow beyond concept, yes. Beyond, it goes beyond the, you don't conceptualize it as a true existence. Although you have compassion for the beings, because beings do not know this fact. The beings, although one knows when we develop such kind of compassion for the being, that although one knows that suffering has no true existence, however, the beings do not know that, so they cling to its suffering as a true, so they suffer more. So this kind of,
love.
For example, the first, if you talk about the first kind of compassion, and thinking that how miserable the beings are, because all the suffering they experience because of the grasping to the idea of the ego, of I, of self. So that kind of suffering, that kind of compassion is emotional, yes, conceptual as well. And the second type of compassion is that arises, yes, spontaneously, when one understands the nature of the beings are impermanent, or beings are by nature is impermanent, you know, subject to death and the destruction. Through this compassion that arises in your mind is called the compassion that which focuses on the nature of the beings. However, to develop it, first we have to understand ourselves. The practitioner itself, himself, should understand that he is impermanent, of course. So then he applies the same rules or same thing to the beings as well. So third compassion is that first, in order to give rise to such kind of what is called non-conceptual compassion, to give rise to such kind of compassion, first the bodhisattva, whether it is man or woman, but he himself should understand or realize that the suffering is not truly existent. It's like the suffering in the dream. It's not reality. However, he feels compassion spontaneously that the beings do not know this reality. The beings don't understand this. That is like the dream. No, so this is kind of like the compassion that you for example, yes, when oneself experiences the suffering in the dream, so then if one has realized that this is just dreaming, so then one knows the nature of the dream, yes. That means the nature of the dream is not, is empty of its nature, or that is emptiness actually. So through this, then one feels, yes, to the beings, one feels compassion to the beings that thinking or understanding that the beings that do not realize that the suffering is like the dream. Which means really here, non-conceptual suffering means suffering cannot be you cannot conceptualize something as a suffering, yes. Because there is nothing to be, there is nothing as suffering, yes.
Tene me me di ninje de toban tabo in kem din me de ninje ke bata ninje mo lo nya bari yan go to ninje sem de mo lo ya nya bari yan
sem de ninje ke bata
ke bata ninje mo ninje rang mo mo la mo go to pa yan go tenda o te tene
samo ya and such kind of compassion the
Emptiness of the other. Did you explain what emptiness means?